Thank you so much. Very, very much, as a matter of fact. It is time for the good stuff. And remember, the good stuff makes you feel healthier because mental health is important for everybody and we enjoy celebrating good things.
Yes, Dr. Kim.
Yeah, that kind of sounded like that. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about our sponsors and then I've got quite a series of funny little things to share.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is opening the door to Cherry County in the Valentine area. Plan your next adventure in Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do, like a trip down the National Scenic River, the Niobrara River, or go to Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party. All kinds of things to do here in Cherry County. And the Visitors Promotion Board says, come on down.
Indeed. And Tri-State Livestock News. Now, come on, I've been telling you, if you haven't subscribed yet, now's the time to take action. Or you know what? This is a great Christmas gift idea as well. Tri-State Livestock News, they have information on all things ag-related. They even cover rodeo standings and information along the rodeo circuit. So make sure you get your copy today. Go to Tri-State Livestock News, that's TSLN.com, and subscribe.
Well, I have something again contributed by our friend Chris Beckby here in Valentine, and it's called Bizarre Baseball Injuries. I know we're past baseball season, the World Series is over, all of those kind of things, but something to ponder during November.
There you go.
Well, bizarre baseball injuries. Mickey Tettleton went on the disabled list for severe athlete's foot, which he got from habitually wearing his shoes too tight.
Ouch. Why did he do that? Why didn't he get bigger shoes?
Probably a superstition of some kind.
Probably.
Ricky Henderson missed several games because of frostbite. Well, he fell asleep on an ice pack.
Uh-oh.
That's a dangerous thing. You got to
no
watch.
No kidding.
Pitcher John Smoltz once burned his chest. He'd ironed a shirt while he was still wearing it.
No way. Come on. No way.
That's what Chris says.
Oh,
here.
Chris, come on.
Marty Cordova went on the injured list after burning his face on a tanning bed.
Owie.
Okay. Outfielder Terry Harper once vigorously high-fived a teammate. The act dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, my goodness. cost a little money.
Pitcher Clarence Blethyn took out his false teeth during a game and put them in his back pocket. Later, while he was sliding into second base, the teeth clamped down and bit him on his backside, and it required stitches.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Chris, I think you sat in the back room and made that up. I'm not sure. That's pretty funny.
One more of those bizarre baseball injuries. During the 1985 National League Championship Series, St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Vince Coleman was fooling around on the field and managed to get rolled up inside the stadium's tarp rolling machine.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Chris Beckby, thanks for sending
those
in. I hope
somebody came along and saved him.
Oh, I think they probably did.
Okay. All right. Or they wouldn't have known it happened, right?
Right.
Okay, there we go. Here's a conversation that got started. I don't know how it got started. This was passed on to me from the internet. It was just something that somebody shared with me. It all starts with this first comment. Bess Kalb says, hey, if you could spare a prayer for my 2-year-old right now, his granola bar wrapper was pulled down slightly too low, and it's unclear if a recovery from this is possible.
What?
You know those 2-year-olds.
Well, okay.
You know, put it in context. This is a mom asking for help because her 2-year-old has had a meltdown.
Okay.
So then she goes on in another entry and says, this is again from Bess. Thank you for the outpouring of support we received today when I refused to open a second granola bar the right way. We went to a very dark place, but knowing so many of you held us in your thoughts was a comfort during an impossible time, which lasted about 7 minutes. One of those good old-fashioned tantrums.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to share one more, and we're going to keep sharing them as we go through programs here in the near future. Marcy responded back, like that time when my son was 2 and went completely ballistic in an amusement park filled with onlookers. Laughing hysterically, we were, because he could not get his shadow off his shoe. He tried to run away from it, spinning and screaming, tossing his shoes across the lot. Mayhem, all in reply to Bess's message.
Okay, and I believe that's the good stuff.